You have just entered the Cavey Mod Podcast. Keyboard, plus mouse or die.
Hey guys, what is up? And this is not Scott, this is Dan this week, and welcome to episode 12 of the KB Mod Podcast. I'm not as surprised as Scott usually is with this number of podcasts, and so his internet is dead, so he'll eventually join the call here, hopefully. But right now we have several guests on this call. We got of course we have John always on there, and when we have Brandon live from his hotel room.
What's up, Brandon? On his Apple device.
My jailbroken Apple device. That's an important distinction.
Okay. Brandon lives in hotels during the week.
Yeah, pretty much.
And then we got Mr. Nick Benton.
What's Nick up, Faggot. Man? Personally, I prefer that. That's my
that's
slave name.
That's how everybody knows you. I don't even know why I introduced you any other way.
Yeah, that's how the internet likes to refer to me now, apparently. That's about a third of the replies that I get on Twitter now. Something has to do with Nick Faggot.
And then we also have one, the only, the Nuketown noob, Mike. What's
Faggot.
Up?
What's going on, guys?
Queer.
So, we'll do our normal start here. What's everybody been playing this week? I guess John, we'll start with you because I pretty much know what your answer is going to be.
But maybe just League of Legends.
Oh, snap.
I have like 3 hours of COD 4 played this week, and they've all been like mixes and like ladder stuff. Everything else, it's all League of Legends all the time.
All right. Well, what about you, Brandon, when you were home?
I was on vacation this last week, so I didn't get to play a whole lot, but when I got home, all I was playing was the Battlefield 3 beta and then quite a bit of League of Legends Dominion. That was all I did.
Nice. I've been debating getting it again, but it blue screened my PC last time I got it, so I've been kind of wary.
Yeah, I wasn't into it originally because I thought it was kind of slow-paced, but Dominion's quite a bit faster. I think we're talking about it later.
Yeah.
I still like standard League of Legends more, but Dominion's like the best way for somebody to learn the game. Like if Brandon was trying to learn the game because he just started playing it, he would have been playing 40 minute games with a champion he had no idea how to play, and he'd get shit on and he'd hate it. Whereas with Dominion, he could play a 7 or 8 minute game, get shat on, realize he doesn't like that champ, and then play another one. So that, I think Dominion's a really good way to get new players into the game.
Yeah, definitely. That's what it seemed like when it first got announced. I was pretty interested in it. So, Nick, what have you been playing?
Not League of Legends. That's way too hard. Too much thinking.
I agree.
Pretty much COD 4 the past couple nights, and then I've been replaying through Portal 2 in preparation for the DLC, which I think is out now.
Yeah, it updated automatically. You
didn't have yeah.
It's out, and it's on sale. We tweeted out earlier, but if you're listening to this Wednesday or Thursday, and you don't own Portal 2, $15, that's a steal.
Yeah.
Solid game.
It was a $50 game, so go grab it for $14. Mike, what have you been up to?
Mainly, I've been playing the beta pretty much since it came out, and I play it for about an hour, and then I rage, and I get off. And then I play something else, and then I was like, hey, I'll go back on, and then I'll rage. So it's kind of a love-hate relationship. More hate than love, but, you know, what are you going to do? So
like our relationship. Your fighter jet gameplay. I was thinking, oh, maybe this would be entertaining. Yeah, nice video, dude.
I honestly don't even know how I nosedive that hard, but, you know, it happens, I guess. So I haven't obviously, they shut down the servers, so I thought that video was going to get removed, but it hasn't yet, so I guess...
No, you're allowed to post Caspian. It's an open beta.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, there's no NDA. You're good.
Yeah.
But, I've been playing mostly some BF3 beta. Not much. Little Diablo 3 beta, but not much of that. You've been playing tons of COD 4 once again. And that's been pretty much it overall.
But, how's COD 4 going with one arm?
I can only play for like short amounts of time, but overall it's going pretty good. I had a pretty beast game that I recorded the other day, so I was pretty happy with it. But it's like short stints right now, out of the swing. But
Dan will do better than me in some games, and it kind of makes me a little sad on the inside. I have fully functioning arms.
I had to turn my sensitivity up because I can only move at the wrist. But it works. So, let's straight into the big old news topics.
We now interrupt your scheduled programming to bring you an urgent broadcast from the front lines of America.
One of which, unfortunately, is not a departure from the norm. But we're going to start with Rage. We really like this game in pretty much all the articles that we wrote about it. I'm pretty positive. You guys said it was pretty decent at QuakeCon.
Other than screen tearing.
We played it at QuakeCon, and I remember it. You know, I wasn't like super excited about it, but I only got to play for 5 or 10 minutes. And, you know, the stuff I played, it seemed all right. But I'm surprised it came out to so many mixed reviews. And then that was before, like, the whole graphical issues and stuff.
Right. It was kind of all over the board. The article I posted today about how the reviews were so mixed was true. Like, either people were like, this game's awesome, or it was one of the worst games they'd played this year. So.
Well, yeah, that Ars Technica review, I mean, I was shocked at just how the entire thing was negative.
Yeah, yeah, because that's the only one, really, that was completely negative, but it was kind of all over the board.
But then the weird thing was that I read the PC Gamer review, too, and most of the review was about the driving, which is, they even say in the review, is only 10% of the game. So I didn't think that review was on point either. I don't know. It was really tough to get a handle of, like, whether you should actually buy it.
The game is so massive that I don't think anyone's really gotten a handle on it yet. But it, once again, though, just disappointing to see that, according to what I've heard from people, the graphics options are limited to AA and your resolution. And that's,
yeah, that's inexcusable for an id title, in my opinion.
No V-Sync, no control over your, like, texture quality, really. No, like, advanced option.
I would expect Carmack to be the type of guy that would give you all those types of options.
Yeah. And then AMD, once again, coming through in the clutch with some completely broken drivers. Strong.
Yeah, I don't know what you're talking about. have you seen that, like, there's one guy on Twitter who is, like, the maker of the Catalyst drivers or something? This one guy has been tweeting out all the updates to these drivers. That concerns me a little bit, that ATI has, like, one guy doing the Catalyst drivers.
The dude in a janitor's closet trying to make Catalyst drivers every month.
Well, like, the funny thing is that I actually experienced with the BF3 beta drivers, I updated to those, and I was getting horrible screen tear and flickering on my peripheral monitors. Mm-hmm. And I've tried downgrading drivers, and even, like, some of the newer versions, like recent ones, have that problem. And I hadn't even noticed because I'm on, like, a, I don't know, 0.4 back or something.
Right.
But ATI's drivers are just, they're, in the past few days, they have been getting hit hard.
Well, I mean, they've been, and this is just going to evolve into a discussion of them anyway, because it's like, that's been pretty much the most broken thing about it, besides the fact that they pretty much console ported the game real hard. But as far as AMD drivers, when I got the second 5770 that John wasn't using and put them in Crossfire back in April, it didn't work initially because I was using the newest drivers. Just wouldn't recognize the Crossfire. Just thought that wasn't something it wanted to do. So I actually had to go back and get drivers from, like, February, and those worked. And I used those up until, like, July or August, when I finally did update. And then the newer ones worked as well, like 11.8 or something. But when you have to go back to two driver builds just to get a basic functionality working, and then you have to stick with those for 6 months, something's not right.
Yeah, that's the crazy thing. It feels like we're going backwards, because I remember having to do that kind of thing in, you know, 02, 03. If you found a good driver build, like, you stuck with those drivers until you absolutely had to upgrade or until you got a new card.
Yeah, I mean, it's been pretty rough with ATI recently. And what's funny is I just got a new NVIDIA card today, courtesy of the Bro Pile. A little gift for the new baby and stuff, so thank all you guys. But I got a 5570, and immediately the first thing I noticed after installing the NVIDIA drivers was I got into like the NVIDIA control panel or whatever it's called. Just much nicer to use than ATI's like creation engine or whatever they call their stupid little catalyst menu. And it was just real straightforward. It's like, you want to do multiple monitors, click here. You want to overclock, click here. You want to mess 3D settings, click here. ATI's got like literally four things for the same pieces of information, like in their list of stuff in the engine thing. And I don't know. I really do feel like it is one solitary dude just coding his life
away. I was going to say, if there's something you don't like about the drivers, just tweet at that one guy. He could probably make you like a special build just for you. Because that's apparently what they're doing, is just like games get their own special driver builds now.
Yeah, and that screen flickering issue you were saying, that's what I've heard from most people. I've heard it's not like catastrophic frames. It's like,
texture popping is
well,
the
no, actually, what it is, I found a fix for it, or I found the problem at least, is that when the card is idling, it downclocks, and it downclocks the memory too. And since I'm on multiple monitors, it needs that extra memory, but it, for some reason, it's not clocking up like it should, and that's what's causing the problem. Wow. So my only choice to fix it on the new drivers would be to keep my card like running at top clocks all the time. So props AMD.
Yeah, I know. Did any of you guys get Rage? Nobody?
No.
I'm too poor. I got a $600 speeding ticket, so I can't afford that shit.
I don't even have a speeding ticket, and I'm still fucking poor, so.
I acquired a copy of the game.
But I know Sage, who's normally, you know, pretty positive about stuff, doesn't really get frustrated by much. He's quite frustrated with Rage right now. He finally goes out, buys a new game, and what happens to him is that he logs in, you know, he can play fine. Frame rates are cool, even textures are alright, but his character is invisible all the time. But then occasionally his character will show up, but then it'll go invisible again. But... And,
is that like a perk?
Yeah. Unfortunately, he's not invisible to the enemies. just to him. So he can't even tell what he's doing or if he had to jump or something. No way. And my buddy Darby is experiencing just insane screen flicker. He has a 6970, which should run the game fine. And just it looks like the game is like, you know, running through old black and white TV. It's like flickering in and out. There's like static. So that's what AMD drivers are doing for folks right now. And of course the texture popping, which I posted a video of.
Well, the funny thing is that texture popping, John, you probably remember when Carmack was talking at QuakeCon, he was describing some of the stuff they had done with the id Tech 5 engine for Rage. And like it was funny because that video that I'm sure a lot of people have seen now where the textures, you know, are really taking their time to come in. Like, it's funny because that's exactly how he described it. It's just that I assume that it needs to happen way, way faster than that. So yeah. For a tech demo, like to understand how the engine works, it's kind of cool, but then obviously it needs to actually work.
But again, I mean, as I was saying, this just highlights again, like, PC gaming is great. Obviously, we all love it because we all do it.
Boo.
But... It's just, you would think that the two major manufacturers of graphics cards would be in contact with gaming companies, especially around major releases. Not, you know, not every little game that comes out, but, you know, BF3, Rage, you know, Modern Warfare 3 when that hits, CSGO when that hits. You would think they would all be in contact with each other, like, let's make sure this works when it comes out. But as we discussed either last week or the week before, everything seems to either be ported now or just fucking broken, except Hard Reset. That's the only game that worked right away because it was made for PC. Like, they just keep putting out either broken games or betas, you know, that are just not even real betas anymore.
Pre-alpha builds?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm anxious to see how Need for Speed the Run is gonna play
up
when that comes out.
Can let's we please kick him out of here?
Let's pick a relevant game, please.
Well, the thing that scares me coming with an upcoming game is now that Rage has been all sorts of screwed up, what's going to happen with the title that seemingly everyone across all sort of game barriers, the game everybody seems to be kind of in agreement on, is Skyrim, that we're always kind of like, yeah, I'm going to get that and play that, definitely. And Bethesda's already screwed up one quality control issue here. Like, are they going to mess it up again?
Fallout New Vegas was a fucking abomination.
Yeah, it was bad.
Now, when we get Skyrim, are we even going to be able to play it day one? Like,
well, I think it just proves that most, like, most publishers aren't worthy of pre-orders these days. I mean, like, I'm just really glad I didn't pre-order Rage. And I even though I'm not usually one to spend $50 or $60 on on single-player games, it has a lot of cred with me, and I think a lot of people in the gaming PC gaming world, I mean, it is like the gold standard as far as games go.
Right.
And I can imagine there were a lot of people that just pre-ordered it because it hasn't put out a game in years.
Yep.
So, but now look, I mean, you look at this release, it's like, I'm definitely not going to pre-order Skyrim because who knows if it has the same problems that Rage has and that, you know, New Vegas and a lot of other titles have had. It's probably going to be a good game 6 months after it releases, right. But why bother with all the issues on launch day?
Yeah, I mean, you got the whole it's not, now, to put this in perspective, it's not as bad as Dead Island was. Don't get me wrong. It's really more of an ATI-only driver's issue with it, but the fact remains, it's a port, and it's not working with a major brand of graphics card. And in fact, the company that makes what is probably the best cards right now as far as the very top end. So, you're leaving everybody out to dry.
That sucks because it's console, it's like fodder for console fanboys too, because this is an issue that in all likelihood would not have happened on a console release, because it's strictly a fact that id and somewhere along the line id and ATI didn't communicate about the driver thing. And you don't have that with consoles. I mean, that's definitely one of the benefits there.
Yeah, and the people who it's working for on PC, I know CNanners tweeted out that it was working great for him, and the game looks awesome, and it's really fun. But, like, a bunch of people out there are not having that experience at all. And, unfortunately, that's what we report and what every site reports is when there's something bad that happens with the game. that's what you're going to see. And it's just unfortunate. So hopefully Skyrim doesn't get shit on like this when it comes out. Hopefully they do it right, but
you also know that it was hitting the fan at id, because Carmack tweeted like two or three times today. I don't think I've ever seen him tweet multiple times in one day.
Yeah, it's usually one really cryptic message about vectors, and then I don't even know what you're talking about, dude.
Yeah, like you get a few Carmack tweets a week, and they're all gems.
Yep. All right. So next up, the another beta that's not really a beta, but we're going to talk about it now. We've talked about it before, but now I think all of us have had a chance to play at least a little bit, or a decent amount, and that would be the BF3 beta. So I know you played a lot, Mike, as you were saying. What's your kind of impressions of it? I know you like BFBC2 a lot. So what are you feeling on BF3 besides all the bugs, which we'll get to?
I mean, with the beta, there are going to be bugs anyway, but I think the game overall is a fun game. I mean, I don't think anyone can say that it's not a fun game. It's just the glitches are so frustrating at times where, you know, you just want to rage quit. And I've done that a few times, I'm not going to lie. I've just, you know, it's easy to alt-tab and rage quit. So,
it alt-tabs so quickly.
It does. It's amazing.
Totally
fast.
Worth this.
Yeah.
Thank you so much, Dice. Thank you.
Exactly.
You want to alt-tab at lightning speed forever.
I'm surprised it takes you to get into the game to rage quit. I just open a battle log and I just want to punch myself in the face multiple times.
Well, yeah, usually I update my status first and then rage quit. So.
Yeah, what I do is I look at all of my friends' accomplishments over the past day. I definitely check out my news feed before
even. You got to give everybody
list.
That hoo-ah.
Yeah, you got to hoo-ah everyone.
That's important. God.
But
I just farted in my hand and threw it in my face.
Why, you bloomin' rosed yourself? That's
What a chance.
It's called a Bloomin' Rose?
Yeah, that's what I've heard. And then you go, wah, right in your face. Or someone else's face. Open the hand up on him.
That's the inspiration for the hoo-ah on Battlelog, actually. Yeah,
that's what Battlelog is.
Wah! You just farting in your friend's face.
That's what it feels like. God.
My favorite thing about Battlelog is that I had to re-add everyone that I'm friends with on Origin in Battlelog.
Yeah, that was ridiculous.
That's amazing.
I'm guessing that they'll probably integrate it with Origin when the actual game releases, because I think they said they were going to clear Battlelog friends list before the final release.
Sounds good. Sounds awesome.
Yeah, it's just another one of those things. It's like for all the bugs that the beta has, because I posted a commentary with BF3 stuff and like my impressions, and people in the comments, some people were saying, like, hey, you know, don't stop complaining. It's a beta. It's going to have bugs. But then the thing is, like, if it's going to have bugs, then you need to not hype it so much. Like, take the beta for what it is. But when it occupies the front page of EA.com and you're touting that you have millions of players playing it, mm-hmm. you should expect to get called out for stuff like, you know, going under the map mm-hmm. and, like, egregious bugs. I mean, these are – I think people have very legitimate concerns. And
yeah,
DICE has been saying it's a month. Well, I think on like the Battlelog forums, but even those are a mess. Like, there's not even a search function.
Post the videos on YouTube like I did.
It's not a bug testing beta, though.
It's
well, then what's the point of a beta? I know it's a stress
marketing.
Test for the servers too.
It's marketing. That's all it is, really.
Why does Blizzard do everything right? Just come back just every time. Because like. If you're going to do a beta, should it not be something that does something?
Well, what I don't understand is, like, so they posted an update, or they post periodic updates on their blog, and they posted one yesterday or maybe a couple days ago saying, like, trying to calm concerns and saying that the beta was code that's over a month old. Well, guess what? You're using Origin, a digital distribution service. We could be using the code that you compiled last night. You can push that out to everyone. So don't give me the excuse that we're all on month-old code, because we don't need to be finding month-old bugs if you've already fixed them. Distribute the latest version so that we can solve the bugs that you haven't found yet.
Mm-hmm.
That's the point of a beta.
I think they just don't want to use Origin either, so they just don't. They just want to avoid it as long as possible.
Yeah, you have to think that was an EA decision, not wholly DICE. But
DICE definitely was not interested in, like, a singular distribution platform. Because I guarantee you there's going to be probably 500,000 people, bare minimum, that won't buy the game solely because it's not on Steam.
Yep, not natively, yeah. And it's just, I don't know. It's
well,
just
I think
about it's been backwards.
Like, I honestly think a lot of people might not even really know about it if it's not on Steam. Like, how many people do you think probably buy their games based on what's on that Steam front page?
I think a lot, probably. Just because you see it, like, I used to play, this is kind of off topic, but kind of on topic what you just said. I used to play Heroes of Might and Magic, it was called.
Yeah.
And it was a really good game, really good series. And the new one's out, which has, like, a totally backwards name from what it is. It's like Might and Magic Heroes now or something. Might and Magic Heroes 6. I never would have known the game was coming out at all. No, and I read news all day. That's what I do. I would have never known the game was coming out at all, except it was on the Steam front page one day. I was like, huh, that's that same series. And that game looks really good. I'm probably not going to buy it because it's going to be a full $60, and I just don't know if I have time to devote to it. But once again, it was on Steam. I saw it. Now, you know, it's in the back of my head for a later purchase, maybe when it drops, but,
like
I think that's going to happen a lot. Modern Warfare 3, huge front page the day it was pre-order on Steam.
Yeah.
Right in your face.
Like, it's tough for me to think about not knowing, you know, about Battlefield 3 and Skyrim and all these huge releases, but, you know, I'm a pretty hardcore gamer. I would imagine most casual gamers, like, they're not going to read news all the time. They're not going to know release dates. But when they start up Steam and they see, you know, pre-order this now or buy this now, like, that's what prompts their purchases. And mm-hmm. if they're not seeing any marketing about Battlefield 3, you're probably just going to have people that are, like, several months down the line, like, oh, Battlefield 3. I never even saw that on Steam.
Yep. And I don't know. I like the game so far, but yeah, I think they've gone about this all wrong, as we've said before, but
I think one of the biggest travesties, what are your guys' take on, now that some of you have played Caspian, because I haven't, I think that using Operation Metro as the alpha and beta map was the biggest mistake.
Because
it seems like the feedback I've heard from Caspian has been all positive.
Yeah, it's completely different game.
Yeah, I mean, I haven't played it yet. You've played it a lot, Mike. I know John's played it. But is it really that different? I know the different game types.
You know, yeah, it has nothing to do with the game type at all.
But, yeah, that's what I get. I get a million tweets, like, and comments on my BF3 video. Well, Rush isn't really Battlefield. It's not really. It's not really. Play the game.
Yeah.
Like, dude.
That's all I played.
PC too, that's all I played.
Yeah.
I just played Conquest maybe one out of every 10 games or something. So it's definitely not that. But Metro sucks. I mean, flat out, it just sucks. Like, it completely dampened my excitement for the game. Because the game looks really good, but like, and I wanted it to be really good. I'm not a Battlefield guy, as I've said, but Metro just completely has made me apathetic towards whether it comes out or not. But I've wanted to play Caspian.
It's unfortunate too, because it's such a defense-heavy map. Even since Alpha, when they said they tweaked it to be more offense-friendly, mm-hmm. it's still a defense-heavy map, and most people that just hop on never see anything but that first part of the map. And it's like the second and third half of the map, really not that bad, but that first half is awful.
Yeah, City Streets is pretty nice, actually. I like that part a lot, but I mean, it's one in a million chance that you're actually going to get there.
Yeah, I got in there once, but the server was so laggy that I ended up just having to leave whichever server I got on. But it was, City Streets is good, the subway part's good. But that initial part, man, I just don't even know how you see people half the time.
Just Bush Wookiee heaven, that's all it is.
Have you played it with the new GPU yet?
No, I have not.
Well, now you'll be able to see people.
Yeah.
I was playing. Now, Dan, the trick is you have to get under the map to see people.
Oh, that's
Yeah. Dude, my first game, I actually glitched under the map and was still able to move around the map, which is sweet as fuck.
Number one gopher simulator of all time.
I went like 15-0 on defense that game.
I can only get kills with a sniper rifle, too. Now, I don't know if that means the sniper rifle's overpowered or the assault rifles are underpowered, but I just felt like God himself with a sniper rifle on there.
But the first one, the mod sniper, whatever it's called?
Yeah, I think so.
That needs the nerf stick.
Yeah.
Yeah, Darby was saying that it's like a one-hit kill half the time and it's not supposed to be or something.
Yeah.
And that, but I heard, now I played one game of Alpha when I had Alpha. Now, did they adjust any damage models from the Alpha? Was like assault rifles better or worse?
I mean, I would tell you if the Alpha was playable.
I didn't feel any real difference, but then again, I didn't get much time with the Alpha or with the Beta for that matter. But they'll probably do it like Bad Company 2, where they'll kind of monitor the weapon damages and stuff once it's released.
Yeah.
I think they modified weapon damage in Bad Company 2, I want to say like maybe 2 times.
Well, here's to hoping they... Now, people are saying since it's a month-old build, the beta, as we discussed, that all these bugs are already fixed, as you were saying, which, you know, why are we even testing it then? But
yeah, it's just stupid.
But, you know, you're giving it pub, obviously. You are stress-testing your servers by making it completely open, but...
You're definitely stress-testing your servers when people can get 128 players into one. That's a good stress test.
No, but we're going to ban
you. And then ban them the next day, yeah.
Yeah. God. It just seems like this game has gone from my game that I wanted to play more than anything else to...
How about that Modern Warfare 3?
Yeah, exactly. That's kind of where my head's at right now, but...
Guild Wars 2.
Guild Wars 2.
I do want Guild Wars 2 real bad.
Is it going to be free to play?
Yeah, it's just $50 for the game, no monthly subscription fee for any of the Guild Wars stuff.
I'm a little erect right now.
I think Need for Speed the Run is just
Oh, sorry.
That too.
Get out.
Wow. You're one yourself. Of five Leaders. People? One of five people?
That's fine. You know what? I'll beat you 1v1 any day. Don't worry.
Whatever. I got cars and shit.
I think there are more people playing the Railworks simulator than
the No, I'm pretty sure that's just Bob.
Nobody yeah, it's else. Only Bob.
It's just Bob by himself.
Can you do GBs for that game?
For Railworks? Yeah, dude.
Yeah. 1v1 me. Any one of you. 1v1 me, Railworks. I don't care.
Top Railworks player, NA.
I can honk the horn.
Last thing I wanted to mention about the BF3 beta, it seems, I heard, and maybe this isn't true, but I heard that they had changed the netcode significantly from Bad Company 2, and I've had, the most frustrating issue I've had is kind of the, like, rubber banding, or getting yes. killed after you're around a corner, or yeah. after you've gone God. Prone. If that isn't fixed in the full game, like, I don't think I'll be able to play it. It's going to frustrate me way too much. It's That's awful. The one thing that, like, for competitive or for pubs or anything, you can't get past that.
Yep. I love getting killed by a sniper rifle when I'm already undercover or around the corner.
Well, that's the problem. You get hit once and then you dive, you know, below a rock, and then 2 seconds later, you're dead. It's like, wait, what?
Oh, man. I got to say, though, on that BF3 beta, sorry, did anyone watch that tank spinning video?
No.
Oh my no. God, it is so hilarious. I forget who posted it, but it just shows a bunch of tanks on Caspian border running into objects and then doing 360s in place, and then they launch like 3,000 feet up into the air and then crash back down and explode.
After a while, nice.
Like realistic military shooter.
Yeah, they get physics like gets them stuck like half in the ground and they spin around in a 360 and then launch in the air and then fall back down, but they fall really slowly and you can't actually even tell what's going on when you're in
I hope they keep
tank.
That
see, like if the physics are that broken a month out, like what the
I'm glad I didn't pre-order it.
I'm discouraged because I did pre-order it. I'm a little scared now.
Well, we'll see that it'll be really telling when it comes out. Hopefully the launch is better than Bad Company 2, because it can't get much worse than that. So
I was going to say, I mean, I know I'll probably, I have it pre-ordered, I'm not going to cancel my pre-order, but I'm, given Bad Company 2's release, it's not like they have a very high bar to meet.
Yeah, yeah, it's they don't have much to live up to from that.
As long as they nerf the tank 360s, I'll probably be okay.
Are you sure that wasn't FaZe Clan? They might have been driving those tanks.
Jump the tanks off.
Were the tanks on Red Roof on Terminal? Because that's pretty important to get in 6360s.
Tanks met me at Grandma's house on Overgrown. But last thing we're going to talk about, and this is something we mentioned a little bit earlier, is the Dominion patch for League of Legends, which is a lot more meaningful than maybe people think. League of Legends, if people don't know, which is kind of a weird thing to say.
I didn't know about it a couple months ago. I met a guy in a hotel that works for Riot Games, and he was telling me how he, you know, they work on League of Legends, and like I had never heard of it. I had never played it.
Yeah.
And it's funny because if I had met him now, like I could talk to him all day about it.
Yep. And it's the most played game in the world right now, I believe, or at least it was. Like, as of,
and according to XFire and like stuff like that, but I still find it hard to believe that anything would top WoW.
WoW or even CS or something like.
Well, CS would be, but there's the two hardcore communities that are split. Like there's 1.6 in their source.
But this game, now, as I said earlier, I installed it once because I was like, all right, because I was in Heroes of New Earth beta. For those that don't know, these are kind of like tower defense games, the base game. It's all based off Dota, all these games. And you have a hero, and then there's minions. And but anyway, it's kind of a slow developing game, the original League of Legends or Dota. Takes, you know, what would you say, 45 minutes or so for a game?
If you're getting absolutely defecated in the standard game mode, it's still going to take 20 minutes.
Yeah. So that always turned me off to it. I'm not down with the slowness of it. And, you know, frankly, I just wasn't that good at the nuances of it, so I wasn't that good at the game. But the slowness is what really turned me off to it. But this new mode, Dominion, is a lot like Could you say it's a lot like Arathi Basin?
I would say it's pretty much identical to Arathi Basin.
You control points, or you can control areas, and then you acquire points with how many areas you have.
Well, you don't acquire points, you kill tickets.
Yes.
Kind of like Rush or Conquest. Or Conquest, yeah, that's it.
The game
yeah, it's like Conquest on Arathi Basin, pretty much.
Yeah, so you kind of, you can blow people up, though. I mean, you can win in, like, you know, 10, 15 minutes, right?
You can win in,
yeah, well, quicker than
our
that.
Our fastest game was, like, 8 minutes or something, I think.
Yeah, I think we've had a 7 or 8 minute game.
And there's less, there's not really the charging up time. It's kind of, you just hop right in there. And you should be fighting people right away. Whereas,
yeah, I mean, you got your initial fight right off the start of the game. You fight for the third point because there's 5 points. You automatically capture 2, and then the teams will fight over the third point.
Okay. Yeah. See, this sounds like something I would do. Is it the easiest way to get into it, you would say?
Yeah, I mean, Brandon was awful for one game, and then he was like, okay, this is easy. I like this game.
Yeah.
Okay. Like, I tried playing, I played maybe a couple games of League of Legends a few weeks ago. I installed it at QuakeCon because we were getting crazy internet. And I was like, sure, I'll play this. And I downloaded the whole client in like 10 minutes. And then, so I tried it, but like John said, it was kind of slow. Like, I didn't really get into it because the games were so long.
It's hard to learn when it's slow.
Yeah, like, I didn't really understand how it worked, and there were a lot of stuff that I was just like, this seems too complicated, too long, and I didn't play it again. But then Dominion, like, it starts you out with some gold. There's very little that you really need to know, and, like, your characters have 4 abilities, and so it's pretty easy to just pick a champion, and you're like, all right, I'll learn this one real quick. You learned it in a game, and then,
right,
like John said, I mean, you know, I think our longest game has maybe been like 20 or 30 minutes. And that's a game like down to, you know, you win 0 to 1 ticket, you know.
Yeah.
Even those games go quick. So it's definitely, I think, more beginner friendly, but I think it's also still just as tactical as regular League of Legends because you still have to strategize about how you're gonna keep 3 points the whole game.
Right. Well, man, I might have to reinstall it. Hopefully I don't blue screen again. The install, which I think was Adobe Air's fault, but I don't know. Adobe, I just blame Adobe for everything, pretty much, Adobe products. So, but that would be the end of the news. Not many quick hits.
Well, hold on. I wanted to make one more point. The interesting thing is, I've never been a huge free-to-play guy, but when I started playing Dominion, now I can kind of see where the appeal of the free-to-play model is,
right,
because they have so many different champions with all these different abilities and stuff that they only have a certain subset each week that are free. And, you know, obviously if you want to play the game a whole lot and try out different stuff, you know, these champions, which are only, I don't know how much they are, like $1 or $2 maybe?
They're like $10.
Oh, okay, well, $10, all right. Either way, the point is that, like, I've considered buying some because, like, I want to experience more of the game,
right,
outside of just, you know, the free ones they have that week. So I can definitely see the appeal, and obviously if you keep making champions, people are going to keep paying you money.
Yep. Yeah, they've really managed to hit it right.
And you earn IP, so you can buy champions as well. But to get enough IP to earn a champ, to be able to buy a champion, you're gonna have to forego better runes, you know, mastery shit like that, and then you're gonna have to hoard all of your IP for like a week just to get one champion. And then your characters are gonna be gimped because you don't have the best runes possible. So it's kind of like, I don't know.
Yeah.
If you want the champions through IP, you have to sacrifice other things. So it's really a good way to draw people into buying the game, buying the champions. But they don't have, like, you don't have to do it to be competitive.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And yeah.
They have a good selection every week of free to play champions that will keep it balanced. I think they really think things through over at Riot, which is a good thing. Except Tryndamere, fuck that guy.
Magic missile.
I mean, I think if you're playing multiple games, it's nice because it's like if you play five games or 10 games, you can buy a champion with the points that you earn just playing the game. And because I'm not really hardcore into it, you know, that's probably what I'll do.
Right.
But it's nice because it's like you can, the people that want to pay for the game and be really hardcore into it, you're going to draw those guys in, but then you're also going to keep that huge player base because a lot of people will just play it constantly to work up those the points you gain just playing.
All right. Well, it sounds like
something. So it's a lot like Need for Speed, it seems like, to me.
Tell me. Tell me.
I'm going to do the quick hits real quick here because there aren't many because I've been injured and we've been scrapping together articles, but we might have a couple new writers coming with 2.0. That's a tease. That's what that is, a tease.
That's a tease even for me. First I've heard of it.
Yeah, we've been in talks, dog.
Is one of them, please tell me one of them's Colin.
One of them is not Colin because I don't know how much time he has, but very interested in getting him at some point. But quick hits here. We posted the Skyrim full list of racial traits and perks for all the different races and classes, so you can go check that out. We posted that last Tuesday, but it's the full list, so if you are into it and really want to plan your guy out, it's out there. Team Fortress Arcade is out and free to play, which is like a 2D side-scrolling version of Team Fortress 2. It is hilarious and awesome at the same time. Portal 2 DLC, as we may have mentioned earlier, came out, Tuesday, if you're listening to this Wednesday, or Thursday. And it's built right into the game if you already have Portal 2, and as we said, it's $14.99 right now. But there are leaderboards and kind of, they have like kind of bell curve graphs in there, which is kind of a cool way to look at it. You can see how you do as on the challenge mode maps.
Yep.
As opposed to the rest of the internet out there playing it, as far as how many portals it takes you to beat levels and stuff, it's pretty cool. And there's
you can learn how bad you are at Portal compared to everyone else.
I just probably used 57 portals.
I just deemed as an outlier. Let's be honest. She's on the far right of this bell curve.
She's not even on the bell curve anymore.
Yeah.
It's just a random spike out at the end.
They just made a bar graph for her.
She's past the 6-minute time limit of the first map.
God.
Nice. No, seriously, really. Why do all these people make gaming videos? Like iJustine Gaming. Why are you doing that? You're from Pittsburgh and I want to move from here because
you
are
from here.
In the
middle
here.
Of your sentence.
You're
dead already.
You're semi-good-looking. Semi.
I met her in real life. She's semi-good-looking.
Like, I would do you, but I would drink Scarlett Johansson's bathwater. There's a huge gap in between the two of you. Don't play video games.
Just stop.
Just fucking kill yourself.
And the last one quit.
She has an underbite. She looks like she has cerebral.
Oh my god.
And I'm saying and this is coming from somebody, my little sister has cerebral palsy, so I have a very, very touchy thing with special needs kids, but she looks like she has cerebral palsy. Fix your fucking underlip with the money you make from your gaming channel, you stupid cunt.
Yeah, how many subscribers does she have on that? Like hundreds of thousands?
Let's look. youtube.com/ILoveToSuckDick.
Well, John does this, I just want to update you on our last wicket here, and that would be the Extra Life Marathon, which we are just crushing.
Yes.
According to the website now, I think we're at close to $12,000. I'm not sure if the widget's updated on our site correctly, but we're at close to $12,000. Our goal is $12,500. Still looking. We will get the information out to you guys as to when the last date you can donate is. We're hoping it's past the live stream dates so we can kind of pull you in.
Donate to me.
I think there was an email update today that said there were 10 days left. So that was as of the 4th. So I guess, I don't know if it's the 14th. Before.
No, that says 10 days left to hit your goal.
Okay.
I think you can probably still donate maybe even after that date
or
at least right up until. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
But we will be starting our live streams. I'm in the process of collecting everyone's stream addresses. And we'll be putting those on the site on the 14th, actually, is when we'll be putting them out, because people aren't starting necessarily on the 15th. So, and John, how many subscribers does iJustine Gaming have?
177,363 stupid motherfuckers.
I'll do a dual com with you, Justine. Dual com. I'll play Portal 2 co-op with you.
Yeah,
Brandon, goddammit, I'm buying years. League of Legends Champions right now. Fucking...
Alright, so now we'll move on to the rant.
Rant of the week!
I don't know what we're yelling about!
And this week's rant is on betas, because I want it to be on betas. Now, we touched on some things we were going to talk about earlier, but why is it now that these gaming developers, except for one very big, very good exception, seem to put these out, as we said, for publicity? What is the point of doing your internal testing with 30 people, and you would think that they would learn lessons from Blizzard? You would think these companies would look at Blizzard and see, oh, this company makes games that work nearly flawlessly on release, have enormous sales, and there's hardly ever a real technical problem. Like, you never, ever, ever see a WoW expansion come out, and then it just be like, these ATI drivers, man, they're totally fucking up my game. I just can't even play it. It just doesn't happen. So why are you doing this for publicity, and why are they doing this? What is this turn towards this? Because that's all it's been recently with betas, is the trend is just to do them like they do console betas, where people play and there's no bug reporting, there's no, you know, nothing. I don't understand. Well, what do
if
you
there's
think?
Not bug reporting, it's not even a beta.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's...
Feels like a lot of people are rushing to get it out for this season before Christmas. It's just,
See, once again, Blizzard, we're going to delay D3 till 2012. Past the Christmas season.
Yeah, but I mean, their release date is October 25th. They could even push that back a month and it would still be
in time. Yeah, they definitely could.
In time.
But they're not going to.
Yeah.
Because they're apparently trying to compete with Modern Warfare 3. Doesn't make a whole lot of sense.
Call of Duty rhetoric has been too hot to put off that release date.
And really, BF3 people will say this, Call of Duty people will say this. It's not the same player base. It's not the same game at all.
You're well, to like casual people, it's like, oh, military shooter. Okay. They must be the same. But yeah, for anybody else, no.
It's not like it's true. Arma 2 or something.
I mean, it's not they're competing for the people that don't really know, the people that are gonna watch the TV ads and be like, wow, I'm gonna buy that game.
Yo, they put that Jay-Z song on there. Oh my god!
99 problems, that's my jam, dude.
Yeah.
Purchase incoming.
But I you have people who will play Halo and be like, oh yeah, dude, let's play BF3, come on.
Yeah, exactly. That's what it's gonna be. I mean, they want the, they want the, for them saying the PC is their top priority, quote unquote, you should have done a real PC beta. I'm sure the CSGO beta will be a real beta.
I was actually going to mention that because I saw an article, I think an interview with one of the CSGO developers or someone at Valve involved with that project, and they were saying, they were taking a bit of a shot at this kind of thing, that like betas nowadays are more like publicity stunts and have kind of replaced demos and stuff.
Yeah.
And look at the CSGO beta. They already have, some people already have keys out. It's probably going to start, fairly soon. We don't know when, but I don't think that's due out until 2012 either.
Right.
So look at the two publishers, Blizzard and Valve, the ones that are actually doing betas the right way. And wow, what do you know? The two publishers that consistently put out finished games upon release.
Yep. I've never seen
that's why I'm actually glad to see Hi-Rez do that with Tribes Ascend.
Yeah, they're not. See, if you don't have a bug reporting thing built right in, I just am not too concerned about your beta, really. Like, the D3 beta has just a little feedback button in it.
Does it have social networking on it, though? Huh? You need a social networking website based around your game. That's how you get successful.
It does have social networking, but it's built in, and I don't have to go to a website.
What? Who does built-in stuff? That's everyone knows that doesn't even work. It doesn't work, alright?
If I can't hoo-ah something, I'm not playing it, okay?
Yeah. I want to hoo-ah my Demon Hunter, alright? Come on.
Blizzard should integrate an Easter egg hoo-ah.
If Diablo 3 doesn't have a web-based server browser, I'm not even playing.
God.
Mike, did you just fall over?
I just... I just broke a glass because I'm so mad.
I'm so upset with these beta trends.
But, yeah, so basically what we're saying here at KB Mod, because I know all you developers are listening. You're there. You're listening. I know you are. So just quit it. Just if you're going to make a beta, make a real beta. Make a real man's beta. Come on.
Hoo-ah!
That's pretty manly. You got to admit. Hoo-ah?
That is manly. I get a half stick just thinking about hoo-ah.
It depends on how you're saying it, I suppose. But hoo-ah!
Hoo-ah!
Hoo-ah, soldier.
Let's go get those bad boys.
Better update my status. Hoo-ah!
Wait, can you do status updates on Battlelog?
Yeah, there's statuses.
That's what we're saying. It's like Facebook.
I think my status on there is I deleted my MySpace for this.
It'll be interesting to see who has more users when BF3 launches, Battlelog or MySpace.
God, I hope Battlelog.
I think the Battlelog beta has more users than MySpace.
They better, at least.
Sometimes you sell for $700 million, and then 3 years later you sell for $30 million to Justin Timberlake.
And I want Justin Timberlake to buy Battlelog.
Yeah.
He needs to bring sexy back.
All right, so now we're on to the most fun part of the whole thing. The Twitter questions.
And now it's time for Twitter questions with the KB Mod Podcast.
So, this first one's from an ex-Mr. Wood. Wood's always good. This is, what do you guys say to this? What is your favorite TV show right now of the moment?
Breaking Bad.
I think that's gonna
be... That's the only TV show I'm really watching right now.
Dexter,
yeah.
Is the new Dexter good? Is it out yet?
It's very good.
Yes.
I'm going with, well, I haven't watched anything new recently, but, what did I just watch? I just finished up, like, a little couple weeks ago, the Game of Thrones season one. Holy shit, what a show. So good.
Isn't there a whole lot of incest in that show?
Heck yeah, there's a lot of incest.
Oh, I love incest.
Why do you think Dan watches it?
Yeah.
Get out the fleshlight, you're good to go.
Yeah, dude. It's hooked up right now. Brandon, you don't get to watch my TV.
No, I mean, I have a TiVo, so I watch all my TV on the weekends.
Yeah.
I would say the best show for me, and it's actually premiering this week, is The League.
I don't know
if any of you guys watch that, but that is the absolute funniest show on television.
I've seen The League live at Bonnaroo. They did like a live League show.
It's so good.
That was a good question.
Yeah, yeah. I watched the first season on Netflix, generally, I mean, just because I love Joan LaJoie, and Ada would wake up in the middle of the night because I'd watch it in the bedroom, and she'd just start, and I was laughing so hard she'd wake up, so she had to watch it, and that's her favorite show on TV now by, like, a ton. Like, it's every week she's like, I forgot to program the DVR, forgot to program it. Make sure it records the League.
Yeah, I think I actually would have been more disappointed if the NFL lockout hadn't ended, because we probably wouldn't get a season of The League.
Yeah. All right, here we go. God.
Fuck football. It's not hockey.
Not hockey. Don't care.
Hockey season. Come on. Oh my God.
Minnesota Wild. So good. Very nice.
Good luck with Danny Heatley. Hopefully he doesn't kill all your players in a massive car wreck.
I think that would be better for us, honestly. Let's start new.
Yeah, go hard on Danny Heatley.
I'm actually holding my replica Stanley Cup Crosby ring right now.
Oh, there it is.
Sometimes when I go to sleep, I hold a Gabrick jersey and I just weep openly. Just go, why can't I have you again? Just one more time.
He only scored one more goal than Tyler Kennedy last year, so. You know,
why can't you fake that you're injured when the team's doing poorly?
Roethlisberger.
All right, here we go. Here's our next question. This one's kind of weird because I feel like it answers itself, but we'll like that. Do you think competitive gaming will always be with a keyboard and mouse, or do you think it will change?
Console.
I always make fun of console gamers and shit, like calling them aim assist warriors and shit. And I mean, to a point that's true, but there is still a skill gap between a professional console gamer and a standard console gamer. But the skill ceiling on console is only so high, and yeah. the skill ceiling on PC is just infinite. Like, there is no skill ceiling. Cause I'm like when you compare me to, say, Fantasy, another person who plays COD 4, like, I'm really, really good at COD 4, and he is 8 times better than me.
Yeah.
His videos are insane.
I mean, it's just the skill, and StarCraft's even a bigger gap than any FPS you've ever seen.
I will say the console dudes, the Street Fighter dudes, those guys are freaking nuts.
Yeah.
I will say that for this. But console first-person shooters, if that's what we're going to talk about as far as competitive gaming, it's not even a contest, I don't think.
It's just going to stay on console because Microsoft is just going to keep paying them, or Sony, whatever. They're just going to keep paying them, and it'll stay there.
Yep. But the if you go watch if you this question was from Amiibo, by the way, but if you go watch like a good Counter-Strike frag movie or a good Pro Mod frag movie, like, it's way, way more impressive than anything.
Just go watch some Quake.
Go watch Cooler. Cooler frag video from this year. Cooler frag video. Just YouTube Cooler Quake Live and you'll bring up his frag video from this year. And that's the most impressive first-person shooter frag movie ever. Yeah,
it's a whole other ball game with a mouse. So, I mean, the level of control, yeah, it's the real competitive gaming will always be on PC. Optic Boat, I love you, but I gotta go with with PC on this one.
It's sad to see the competitive Pokemon Snap scene, you know, die out over the years. It was really good seeing that around.
What a great game that was, though.
That's my favorite game of all time, by far.
Wow.
I don't know why.
I'm too old for your Pokemons.
I'm actually ranked top 5 Need for Speed Most Wanted worldwide. Oh, I just want to throw that out there.
That's almost as irrelevant as ESEA.
Get out.
ESEA that I paid for and haven't played?
That's actually what Scott is doing right now. He's not even... He doesn't even care about us.
He's playing ESEA against bots right now.
Yeah.
Team all right, here we go. Oh, this one's a kind of a question. Should be a rather quick roundtable here. What's your favorite battlefield?
Console.
What's your favorite Battlefield game from the series?
Vietnam, because Desert Combat was legit.
Oh, this is hard.
I've played BF2, BF3, and BFBC2, and I'm going to go with Bad Company 2. I know it's the newer one, but...
Yeah. Desert Combat is amazing.
Yeah, I think I'd have to say as far as like my pure enjoyment of the game, Bad Company 2 would win. I think just because it's the most polished and it's the newest. But Desert Combat would be a close second. I definitely spent a lot of time. I spent time just like in a server by myself flying jets around because it was that awesome.
And that was from Adam Sunby. His favorite was 1942, by the way. God, I'm not going to do this murder question. That gives away all my secrets. This one's kind of a different thing, but should still be comedic. If you could tell 3 people in the world to shut the fuck up,
oh, God.
Who would it be? If you like got, you had the opportunity, you would magically go to that person and be like, "You're an idiot, shut up."
Oh, God.
Who would it be?
Brittany Louise one. Taylor.
There's 3, but...
I, Justine, Soldier Knows Best.
Who's
and
that?
JD 2020. Soldier Knows Best reviews Apple products on YouTube.
God. Oh, I know that guy. Oh, that's a solid channel.
That's a solid list, John, actually. This guy says Steve Jobs. You just go to Steve Jobs. Cancer and all. Just go right back to him.
Christine O'Donnell. She's on there. Yeah, she's just fucking stupid.
Yeah, she's insane. God, who would I go with on there? I'd tell whoever at EA is making decisions for DICE.
Yes, that guy. Whoever that guy
whoever
is.
Whoever you are, shut the fuck up. I would also tell Phil Sims. I don't know if you guys watch football.
Oh, God.
I fucking hate Phil Sims so much, dude. Whenever he does a Steelers game or a game I want to see, like a good matchup, I just like...
Pierre Maguire.
Dude, he's up there too, that guy. Hey, what's he gonna do without Mike Richards on the Flyers this year?
Ugh, I fucking hate that guy so much.
He's gonna have to masturbate to someone else. But he's on NBC full time now too. They like end verses. Ugh. But yeah, Phil Sims, dude, fucking worse. If you watch the NFL, fuck Phil Sims. Fuck that guy.
My last choice, Tracy from Miss P's second grade class. You're a fucking whore. You broke my heart.
Wow.
That shit stays with you.
So I think I would go with, first would be Bobby Kotick. Second Ooh, Cody, would be nice. Nancy Grace.
Ooh.
Nip slip.
She farted too. There was a video of her farting on that show.
And third would be the guy that made the Steam for Mac video.
Ooh, oh yeah. God.
Actually, no, I'm gonna let him talk because the trolling was too good in those comments. I gotta let him go. Glenn Beck would definitely be my three. I almost forgot about him. That dude's fucking insane.
Shut up, you liberal. You left-wing asshole.
Those were real tears, Stan. They're real.
Yeah, you don't understand.
That makes it more disturbing. All right. And that was from Fully Loaded. That was the guy who tweeted that one at us.
Hope we got him off.
Empty his load. My face.
And this is going to be our last question for the evening because we're coming right up on an hour here. And this is going to be, what is your favorite game to watch on YouTube? If you're going to, like, if you were going to search for videos, you know, what would be your favorite game to watch or to watch somebody else play?
Anything by the Incredible Orb.
Wow.
Team Fortress 2.
Yeah. Team Fortress 2 is right up there for me, but still, you know, I'm going to go kind of stereotypical on this. I don't know, COD 4 frag movies, man. I just can't get enough of them.
Can we go with least favorite and everyone agree on Minecraft?
Minecraft videos?
Minecraft yeah. is, like, the most boring game. I'm probably alone on this, but I fucking hate that game. Like, I don't think I've ever watched a single entire video of Minecraft.
It. I just don't get it.
Now, I don't watch videos. Like, I think the videos of it are dumb, but I will say that Jordan's songs and, like, the animation and shit, that shit's
yeah.
unreal.
Yeah.
I've watched TNT and Revenge probably 20 times each.
Yeah.
Getting you that YouTube money, Jordan.
But, yeah, I don't know. Anything WASD Gamers puts up, I'll pretty much watch. But,
I'll watch anything that's featured on kbmod.com. Do I get paid now?
I'd have to go with Quake. I could probably watch Quake clips all day.
God, you know, I could, but it's so... See, this tells you something about Quake. It's so fast that I'm just like, I don't even know what just happened, dude. He just, like... He's strafing at 9,000 miles an hour, and then I saw a kill happen, and I don't even know what's going on. At least I can watch my YY no-scope fakey Claymore switches on COD 4 and know it's happening.
Yeah. Oh, God.
I like watching old Judge Judy videos. Those are fun.
I find those easy to masturbate to. Along with the children's movie Matilda.
What?
What?
And there went any of the listeners we still had hanging on.
All right, and on that note...
At least you'd say Caillou.
Yeah, at least you'd say Caillou.
That's when I'm feeling real frisky.
That's when he whips out that flashlight. But we'll end on that note, on masturbating to...
We missed you, Scott. That's why you get Fios internet, you fucking bum.
Yep, Scott's internet never came back.
Philly just... Frustrated.
So...
Don't forget, you can still donate to Extra Life.
Yes.
So. Yeah. Get us to our goal. I want to hit $2,000.
ExtraLife.org, and we got the widget on the page and all that good stuff. And 2.0 now. I'm not promising anything, but 2.0 may be hitting next week. So we'll let you know.
Oh, man.
So. Donate to me. Nick Faggot.
Nick Tandy.
And we'll see you guys for sure next week for the podcast, but then also for all the streams. All that information will be up. And we'll see you guys next time.
Nice.
Later.
Ben.
The Extra Life video game marathon is coming on October 15th. Extra Life is just like a run or a walk or a bike event, except you never have to get off the couch. Sign up at extra-life.org. Then get friends and family members to give you money to play. On October 15th at 8 a.m., play any games you want on any system for 24 hours. Find out more and sign up. extra-life.org. Play games. Heal kids. Extra Life.
Hello, gents, and thanks once again for tuning into the podcast this week. If you need to find the podcast, you can find it on podbean.com, our front page, or search iTunes for KB Mod. If you need your PC gaming fix during the week, you can go to kbmod.com or follow us on Twitter at KB Mod Gaming. We'll see you next week, guys.